prayer. It is testimony time. Let's listen to these documented testimonies and ours shall be more colorful. Number one, miracle job via praise and worship. Recently, we were told that praise and worship is a mystery, and whatever we trusted God for was already done through this mystery. So I wrote an offer letter to myself by faith, and I believed it was already done. Also, I danced frequently to God with my letter in my hands as I tapped into the mystery of thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Thereafter, I was offered a job. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. As if that was not enough, the job provides excellent benefits, and my salary is the highest I have ever had in my field. This job affords me the opportunity to develop my potential. The job is flexible, and it gives me the opportunity to work from home. I give God all the glory. Ola Kolawole is a testifier. Jesus deserves a bigger hand of praise. Number two, healed of tuberculosis. In September 2018, I was diagnosed with tuberculosis, and as a result, I had pains in my chest and coughed blood. I was placed on medications, which the doctor said would last for 6 months, and I must not miss them. However, I was invited to this commission during Shiloh, and I came with my drugs because I was scared of experiencing the pains. After hearing Bishop David Oyedepo's testimony of how he was healed of tuberculosis, I decided not to take the drugs again. Thereafter, I woke up early every morning to pray for those in line for miracle babies, spouses, and healing. Throughout the remaining days of the program, I did not take the drugs, and I never felt the pains or coughed blood again. You are clapping for Jesus. Make it bigger and better. I am free and healed. I return all the glory to God. Peter O is the testifier. Now a bigger hand of praise to Jesus. Rise with me this morning. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. And keep glorifying God for this marvelous act.
Let's magnify the Lord from the depth of our heart for answers to our prayers this morning and for those amazing testimonies of the raw act of God. Give him thanks and give him praise and give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. There is no one like you. Thank you, Lord. There is no one like you. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. In the name of Jesus we have given thanks. In the name of Jesus we have given thanks. In the name of Jesus we have given thanks. The Bible is God's book of secrets. They contain kingdom secrets that make stars of ordinary people on the earth. All we need is give thyself wholly to these things, and your prophet will appear to all. It's not giving yourself casually to it. Is there attend to my words and give ear to my sayings? It shall be life to them that find it and engage with it and hurt all their flesh. Grace to stay true and stay committed to every truth of scriptures that we come across. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Lord, speak to me again this morning. I'm here for you. I want to hear from you this morning, Jesus. I want to hear from you this morning, Jesus. Speak to me, Lord. Open up a new chapter to my life. Show me the way forward. Show me the way forward. And show me the way forward. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Give us today, this morning, our daily bread. Let the meat of your word be served to each one of us this morning. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be comfortably seated. Welcome again to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Say like somebody who believe it. Engaging the power of thanksgiving for fulfillment of prophecy. Every prophetic word is a sworn verdict. For the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, as I've thought. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 24. So shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. And the Bible is defined as the more sure word of prophecy. So the Bible is a bank of prophecies. 2 Peter 1 and verse 19. The Bible is a bank of prophecies. In case you don't believe the word from the Lord through prophets, this is the one from the original source. God who cannot lie. The question is, how much of the prophetic word here has found fulfillment in our lives? And the reason is, we have not come to learn what it takes to translate prophecies to realities. For instance, he himself took your infirmity and bore your sicknesses. The word is saying there, thus said the Lord, I myself took your infirmity and bore your diseases. Now, how true is that in everyone's life? Yet, it's the truth. And nothing but the truth, which endures forever. Why the earth remains, every prophetic word is enforced. All we need to do is to find out what does it take to see prophecies fulfilled. And among the forces we have come to discover is the force of thanksgiving, praise, and worship. That was how a man at 100 gave birth. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And then the impossible happened. We have a case study here this morning in the person of Hannah. Hannah was out to Shiloh with the husband Elkanah. Was a victim of mockery and bitter hatred. But she went this time with determination to pour her heart to God. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 15. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I'm not. I'm a woman of a sorrowful heart. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I've poured my heart, my soul, before the Lord. She was praying. The Bible says only her lips moved. Her voice could not be heard. It was from the depth of her. It's not about the noise. It's about the depth from where the prayer is coming from. And Eli said, the Lord God of Israel, grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. A prophetic word came from Eli to Hannah. And she said, let the handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Joy came alive. And the Lord remembered Hannah. And Samuel was born. Her countenance was no more sad. And then God remembered Hannah. Because I've asked him of the Lord. That's why the name was called Samuel. Every prophetic word, therefore, requires joy and rejoicing for fulfillment. Joy and rejoicing for fulfillment. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every soul shall be established. Joy and rejoicing for fulfillment. Joy and rejoicing for fulfillment. Joy and rejoicing for fulfillment. So only those who truly celebrate prophecies experience their fulfillment. Only those who truly celebrate prophetic word experience their fulfillment. It's not let's watch and see, let's see what will happen. Nothing happens that way. That word is for me. Lord, I thank you. Amen. That individual engaged the ministry of thanksgiving and secured the call of Job. Praising and dancing, not casually, rigorously. Many of us are too casual about things. About the work we do, about our spiritual life, about our work with God. That's why things are not working. That's why things are not working for many people. Everything is treated with levity. Well, I've been doing that for the past 1 year. It's the same approach. Why nothing happened? Somebody did it for 2 weeks. Something has exploded. Now is a time to give thanks and celebrate and see prophecy fulfilled. Well, we had that also last year. That attitude robbed you of it last year, and you are giving it room again this year to rob you again. That's life. But no more. I said no more. I said no more. The Bible said, woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. Man, what will happen, no matter what anybody does. That's why nothing's happening. That's why nothing's happening. But no more. But no more. But no more. I shared one time and I said, look, it's time for us to know that until we make a project of our issue of concern, we may never deliver. And somebody had it, 17 years of barrenness, took it as a project before the Lord, and God just visited him, and that was the end of it. My soul followed hard after thee, O God, and thy right hand upholds me. So it's important for us to know that you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow nothingly, you reap nothingly. You sow diligently, you reap with dignity. We are the one to decide. With thanksgiving and praise, we continue to scale new heights in church growth. No church grows with complaints and murmuring, with explanations and interpretations. We pray, yes, but we give thanks to see growth. Let people praise your Lord, then shall the earth either increase, and God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. They were praising God, and God was added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And now we multiply them, they shall not be few. So, growth and expansion of the church thrives on intense, tireless, continuous thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for bringing one. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing two. Then it becomes four. Thank you, Lord, for this whole four. It becomes 40. My God, 40. All that they go. Thank you, Jesus. It becomes 100. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Only you can do what no man can do, Jehovah. It becomes 200. Thank you, Lord. That's how this church grew. Amen. From average of 6, and then to 10, and then to 11, to 15, to 20, to 21, to 24. Now, that's not one day. That's several days. That's not 1 week. That's several weeks. Praise God. By the 8th month, we were already 90. Man, that's great. That's God. Praise God. That's God. No one changes position. No one experiences fulfillment of prophecy without being genuinely thankful for any little thing you see. And when you don't see anything, to see anything at all, you must be thankful. Praise God. Even when the situation appears stinking, be thankful and to be turned to a testimony. Jesus gave thanks and Lazarus came back. And that was also a prophetic word, like we have been told. The hour cometh when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they that hear shall live. Now, Lazarus was thinking, Father, I thank you because you have heard me. Lazarus come forth, and he that was dead came forth. Prophecy fulfilled through the mystery of thanksgiving. The good news is, God has brought you to your promised land. You will not be checked out of it. More money and complaining won't check you out of it. Nonchalant attitude will check you out of it. It's time to engage with all your heart to see God's word fully come to pass in your life. It's time to engage with all your heart to see prophecies come to pass in your life. And I prayed, and I received the prophetic word, and I celebrated the prophetic word with joy and rejoicing. And God remembered him. God will remember you. Anything you genuinely thank God for this month will be turned to a testimony in your life. Anything you genuinely thank God for this month will remain a testimony in your life. Any situation you celebrate God for this month will be turned around in your favor. So the ball is in your court. Stand to your feet. The ball is in your court. Stand to your feet. And lift up your two hands, everybody. And thank God for showing you the way forward. Thank God for showing you the way forward. Thank God for showing you the way to go. Thank God for showing you the way forward. Thank God for showing you the way to go. Thank God for showing you the way forward. And thank God for showing you the way to go. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Now, the cure for murmuring is gratitude. The cure for complaint is thanksgiving. Now, so if you are not thankful, if you are not grateful, you murmur, you complain. And you, without knowing, bringing down the works of your hand by yourself. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, neither the operation of his hand, he will destroy them, he will not build them up. Psalm 28 and verse 5. Lord, engrace me to remain grateful all through the days of my life. Engrace me to remain thankful in all things and for all things, which is my bailout from any unwanted situation. Go ahead and pray. Engrace me, Jesus, to remain grateful all through my lifetime, to remain thankful in all things and for all things, which is my bailout secret in the kingdom. Deliver me from the plague of murmuring and complaint. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Numbers 11:1, the people complain. It displeased the Lord because the Lord had it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost part of the camp. They were not assisted. They were not helped. The anger of God kindled against them. God's anger will not be kindled against you. Well, the good news is that you are where you are. You have what you have. You live where you live. All by grace. None by merit. In fact, you are born not on merit. It's all by grace. All by grace. You are kept alive before you met Jesus. Not by your power, not by your might. It's all by grace. So let everything has breath. Praise the Lord, because you owe it all to him. Give the Lord praise. Amen. Neither murmur ye, 1 Corinthians 10:10, and some of them also murmur, and were destroyed. My God. They were not assisted. They were destroyed. No one here shall be destroyed. Neither murmur ye, some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Neither murmur ye, some of them also murmured, and were destroyed. Now, the plague of murmuring and complaint is destroyed in everyone's life this morning. From henceforth, it shall be thanksgiving without end. It shall be joy and rejoicing without end. No prophetic word will fail in your life anymore. Prophetic word through his anointed prophets. And the prophetic word from the world itself, the martial word of prophecy, none shall fail anymore in your life. Would you lift up your two hands and thank God one more time? Thank God for what grace has made out of you. Thank God for what grace has made out of you. Thank God for the grace that made you find the Savior. Thank you for the grace that makes you part of this glorious army. Thank God for everything about your life. Is the Lord's doing? It should be marvelous in your eyes. And should remain marvelous in your eyes. Thank you, Father. Amen. Just before we close, you know, next Sunday is our covenant day of favor. And nothing flies like favor. Favor brought this commission to where we are today. All through those wilderness years. And you see how wilderness, that wilderness was. Praise God. Favor. This coming Sunday, every trace of misfortune shall be terminated forever. It shall be favor on the right, favor on the left, favor in front, favor behind for you. So market this to everyone around you. We are coming in for a baptism of favor, and we shall have it in the name of Jesus. And also we have we have entered the promised land, we're having our first 3-day specialized course. It's empowerment for wealth. Empowerment for wealth. And it's coming on Tuesday. Every provision of the kingdom is delivered through access to kingdom secrets. Kingdom secrets made the greatest businessman of Job. Access to that secret will terminate all financial concerns in a man's life. And you just go on that journey as if it's not an issue. How many know that finance is not an issue in this church? How many know that? I mean that finance is not an issue here. Now, not yesterday, not day before yesterday, from the beginning, at the beginning, in the beginning. So it's all about access to the secret of it. Access to the secret of it. Financial stress has destroyed many. You will not be destroyed. It's not your ambition, it's your redemptive privilege. He became poor that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. And it has a platform for empowering us for that. And those 3 days will help to unveil that to you in a manner that you never recover from it. In the name of Jesus. So market that to your friends and other members, that those who have the opportunity should try to buy into it and then escape the plague of this end time financial stress. It's biting hard everywhere. But we are ordained to be exempted. And we shall be exempted. Lift up those two hands. Give God thanks, everybody. Speak to the day and take command of the day. Take command of the day. It's a day the Lord has made. You rejoice and be glad in it. Take command of the day. It's a day the Lord has made.
Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Make your decrees concerning the day. As you take command over the day. Lift your hand and your voice and begin to give glory to God. Begin to give glory to God. Appreciate him and celebrate him. He's worthy of all the praise and worthy of all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. All that you have declared, it shall be as you have spoken in Jesus' name. The flowers are available. Please pick up what you require and use them advertising Jesus and be honored in return. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go. And be blessed as you do.